This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Since this program is called What's on Your Mind, let's start with a text I just received from a listener. And Kevin, I'll ask you, Mike Lindell, our friend from MyPillow,
yeah,
spoke earlier at CPAC, the conservative political action gathering in Washington, D.C. every year. I'd love to have a little of Mike Lindell. I wonder what he said. I'm dying to know what he said.
See if I can dig it up.
Yeah, see if you can find out. Anyway, here's the text. If I were a Republican on the committee questioning Cohen, I would binge the previous night on flatulence-producing food. I'm not making this up. Todd, this is not some kind of a joke. This is from a listener, and the program is called What's on Your Mind. So we're gonna live it today. You're going to tell us what's on your mind, okay? So he wants Republicans on the committee questioning Cohen to binge on flatulence-producing food. During the hearing, I would let the pressure build up to unbearable levels and then let loose with a powerful blast, preferably when a Democrat is questioning Cohen. The sound would I'm not making this up, folks. This isn't like some kind of a joke. I'm reading right from a text I got literally the second the show started. It continues, the sound would reverberate off the metal folding chair I would be sitting on and sound like someone calling ducks in an echo chamber. Calling ducks in an echo chamber. Chairman Cummings would ask for 40 police to restore order in the room. That's it. That's all of it right there. That's one way, I guess, to counter kind of the craziness that happened yesterday. Another texter says, the Democrats are scraping the bottom of the barrel. This guy's testimony was orchestrated by his attorney, who's a close friend of the Clintons. Go figure, talking about Lanny Davis. Now, how I planned to start the program today, we let the callers give you a little more creative suggestion on how Republicans ought to counter the Democrats in this thing. I just think the fact that the hearing happened at all is disgraceful. I really do. Because the President of the United States was on foreign soil. He's in Hanoi, Vietnam. He's attempting to remove or lessen a threat to the American people. He's sitting down with someone that has pointed weapons at us, that has nuclear capability more every day. In a summit, and the best the Democrats can do is grill an attorney, a former attorney of the president's. So I don't think the hearing should have happened at all. I really don't. I also want to begin today with an attaboy for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. If you haven't heard his testimony yet, do we have it? You have it, Kevin, don't you? I think I have it somewhere as well here.
Just give me a second.
I'm going to play you 2 minutes of the 5 minutes that he had to question Michael Cohen yesterday in the hearing. And I know some liberal, you know, the usual sources are somehow suggesting that, you know, he's just pledging his loyalty to Trump by doing this. That's just so ridiculous. It's naive. It's embarrassingly shallow and partisan, but we expect that from liberals. Because I thought what he did masterfully here is get to the ethical questions we all should be asking about Michael Cohen, Obviously, he's been convicted of lying. People are going to say, well, he did that on behalf of Trump. Let's just go to how he is as an attorney. Does he follow the basic rules as an attorney? And if he can't even do that right, can he be trusted to do anything right? Listen to this.
New York's a one-party consent state. One person can record the other one without it being illegal.
Correct.
But you also were a member of the New York Bar?
I was, yes.
How would you rate recording clients in the ethical realm of being a lawyer?
It's not illegal, and
I'm not asking if it's illegal. I'm asking if it's ethical.
I don't know. That, okay. We'd have to leave and the judgment of the Bar Association.
So, well, I think every other lawyer in here knows exactly where it is on the ethical standard. When you said you had 100 tapes, were any of those tapes of other clients?
Yes.
And I think this is amazing. I really do. Did any of them waive privilege?
Nope.
So 5 minutes ago, in the middle of our hearing on oversight, you just immediately responded that you would hand over tapes to this committee without any of your previous clients waiving privilege.
I'm not the only one in possession of those documents. Those documents are in the hands of all of the
whoever else is in charge of those documents is not my concern. My concern is I know lawyers that would go to jail before they would violate attorney-client privilege. And in a matter of a second, you just said, absolutely, I will turn those over.
Just trying to cooperate, right, sir.
At the expense of clients who have never waived privilege.
They are already in the hands, sir, of all of the agencies. As was, I didn't ask people.
What law enforcement determines you as something and what you determine to do as something, client privilege and attorney trust accounts are about the two most sacred things that you can ever do in your entire career as a lawyer.
Ongoing.
My point is, if in a matter of a second, 1 second, you took no, absolutely no calculation of your role as those clients' counselor, the role that plays in privacy, and the role that plays in the solemn vow you took when you passed the bar, when you signed onto the bar, until recently were a member of the bar, and you just immediately said, if it helps me out in the 2 day in front of TV, yes, absolutely, Mr. Chairman, you can have that.
Wow! What do you think of that? And again, if you like Trump, you don't like Michael Cohen right now. If you don't like Trump, you think he's a hero. What Kelly Armstrong did is rise above all that and say, you know, what kind of a person are you? Are you ethical? What do you follow the basic decorum, the basic rules? Nope. 1 second. No, go ahead. Fine. Take it. Go ahead. You've got it.
I'm going to jail. What do I care?
Isn't that something? So anyway, I thought great job by Kelly Armstrong yesterday, for sure. Todd, do you happen to know how many times Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan met before there was an agreement?
I don't, but I'm guessing it was more than two.
It was more than two. It was actually five times.
Well, there you
go. Yeah. So there's another thing. You're probably not going to hear much in media about the summit. Before the summit, the media was, he's going to give away the store. Then he walks away and says, no chance there, Kim Jong-un. You're not going to get that deal. Walks away, and all of a sudden, it's a failed summit. Interesting.
No, it's not.
Kelly Armstrong, I'm sorry, not Kelly Armstrong. What did I want to say? Larry Kudlow. We're done with Kelly. Although I want to hear what you think of how he did. Would love to hear that. And also, what your take is on the summit here today. So I'm just running through some things in the news, and we're going to open up the phones. Find out what's on your mind today. A lot of open phone time today. So whatever it is you want to talk about, we can do it. Larry Kudlow is what I was trying to say. Larry Kudlow put out a tweet this morning that suggests the negotiations with the Chinese on the trade deal is going pretty well. That's more good news for North Dakota producers. Glad to hear it. Don't have details, but we know they're meeting. So we know this is continuing to go on. But I took that as a good sign and wanted to pass that along, just in case you're not following Larry Kudlow on Twitter. So he can tell you what the scoop is. But he says, moving forward on free trade, things going well. So that's good. I think he has an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal or something as well. So that's out there. I'll find the exact thing and give you a quote on that. That's good. The only other thing I want to tell you today, well, actually, there's a couple of things in the news that I think are worth talking about locally as well. But one of them has to do with this constitutional amendment question that the North Dakota House is wrestling with. And what they're doing is looking at a process related to changing the Constitution. Okay? And passing an initiated constitutional amendment at the ballot box right now is 50 plus 1. In other words, changing the Constitution only requires 50 plus 1. The resolution would go to 60%. Is one of the reforms that it puts in place. What do you think of that? A lot of this is being done because we have some recent examples of signatures being gathered and things being on the ballot that change the Constitution. And in the case of Measure 1 in the last election, not good. So, there's a couple of national, international, and local things that are on our mind. Now the big question, what's on your mind? These are others. Welcome. Call us at 800-228-0550. More after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Here's Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow, by the way, is the National Economic Council Director for President Trump. I guess I assume people know that, but you probably don't. But he's a longtime economist, well-regarded, and along with Stephen Moore and Art Laffer, a big architect of the president's economic plans and now part of the trade thing. He, early on, didn't want the president to be as aggressive on canceling some of these trade deals as he is, and now he's on the team and obviously agrees with it completely. So pretty amazing there. He, earlier today, said they are making fantastic progress in the meetings, making great headway, talked some specifics. Let's see here. We're making great headway on non-tariff barriers and tariffs. You'd probably rather hear it from him than from me. Here he is. Turn that up. Kev?
Hey, there does seem to be a positive tone, Larry. What is your sense as to the likelihood that there is going to be an agreement reached, something even potentially signed in the not-too-distant future between the U.S. and China?
Well, look, we're moving forward on it. Moving forward, the progress last week was fantastic. And really, looking at the pages, looking at the documents, whether it's all the structural issues, you know, IP theft and forced technology transfers and ownership, and we're making great headway on non-tariff errors and tariffs regarding, you know, various commodities such as soybeans and energy and beef and whatnot. We have a mechanism with respect to enforcement, which is, I think, unparalleled, to be honest. I think Bob Lighthizer has just done a tremendous job. You know, when we had the Chinese over last week, the first day of the deputies' meetings went very poorly, and the second day was canceled because of that. And then the principals met, the plenary session. I was there, led by Lighthizer, read them the Riot Act. And Vice Premier Liu He, was their leader of the Chinese side, responded. And all of a sudden, everything picked up. And so we had line-by-line discussions on Thursday and Friday, and then it was extended to Saturday and Sunday. So I have to tell you, the progress has been terrific. We have to hear from the Chinese side. We have to hear from President Xi and his Politburo, of course. But I think we're heading towards a remarkable historic deal. That's what it looks like to me. We still have to get their sign-off. I, you know, that's important.
Yeah.
But I think we're heading for a historic deal.
And what about this idea that has certainly been reported on, that there is, light between Lighthizer and the president in terms of their view here, and that the president might be willing to accept a deal that Mr. Lighthizer, who made it clear in his testimony yesterday, would not necessarily favor, because it would be more about removing tariffs and or money coming back and forth, if you want to call it that, as opposed to the real structural changes that need to take place?
I just said, look, the structural changes are there. I mean, again, the tech transfers, the IP theft, the issue of ownership, you know, the joint venture ownership is really the key to the transfers. And the Chinese have gone forward on this. We're going to see an across the board, especially financial services. But American companies will be able to own American companies for a change. And that takes away most of the issues regarding the forced transfer. As far as daylight between President Trump and Mr. Lighthizer, I think that's just untrue. I just think that's completely untrue. I know people reported. I was in the Oval Office when we decided that memorandum of understanding worked in trade, but not for real estate. So we don't use that term anymore. And we're now using trade deals or the word contract. Mr. Lighthizer talks to the president every day. He wouldn't have made this deal if the president weren't signing off on it. So I want to just put these rumors to rest. Bob Lighthizer has done a terrific job. He's the best trade lawyer in the business. And President Trump is very close to him, and I think we're all fortunate. Look, again, the Chinese side has to come back and agree. I believe they will, and I believe there'll be a meeting in late March down in Mar-a-Lago. But we have
Wow, Mar-a-Lago. So that's important news for our growers that have been waiting for a deal, and the ag community in general, obviously. Animal agriculture, and some of those crops over there, soybeans, obviously been a big part of that. So I would ask anyone in our ag community what you think of that news. If you're following the tick-tock of this, That just gives you a little bit of, you know, he went into some fairly good detail there. So, not bad. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our local number. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. What is on your mind today? Let us know. Brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Are you concerned about the energy future? You should be, especially when you see this Green New Deal and you see how they think. They being the environmental extremists that want to eliminate fossil fuels as an energy source in this country. Can't fly a plane without fossil fuels at the moment. And you certainly wouldn't have baseload energy. Baseload energy is what provides affordable, reliable energy. Always on. Powered by lignite coal. We have among the lowest electricity rates in the nation. We're among seven states that meet all federal and air quality standards. The rest do not. So we know a thing or two about energy and the environment. And it's working. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Texter wants to know about next week's trip to Washington, D.C. in the White House, which we'll be at broadcasting live, by the way, for the NDSU Bison being awarded, honored by President Trump at the White House. Scott, how many NDSU were given a choice not to go to the White House? Are they being required to attend? I don't know the answer to that. I can find out for you. I don't know why they would require anybody to go, right? I know there's a delegation of about 160 from NDSU, so that sounds to me like they're going to have, you know, the whole contingent. Dan in Bismarck, 258-0550. What's on your mind, Dan?
Yeah, good morning. Just a quick suggestion. You don't have to read every email that comes in. Okay. Like the first one today. But,
oh, I see. I could take a little liberty to say, well, that one maybe isn't appropriate. You know,
if it was my show, I wouldn't have read it. But that's
we don't read them all. We don't read them all. But that one was rather amusing, and they cleaned it up pretty good. They said flatulence, you know.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Are you familiar with a gal by the name of Jill Stanek?
Yes. Yeah, I think I've interviewed her before, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I just wondered if you knew her and if you had her on the show. And, she's a real outspoken pro-life activist and can tell the post-birth abortion baby in her hands, and I think she's...
Yeah, she... hang on a second, Dan. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. I want to find out more about why you like her, but she is actually a nurse and has been a real warrior in the pro-life movement. I believe written a book. I just know I've interviewed her before, either because she was going to be speaking at an event or wrote a book or something, but I want to find out why you like her. When we come back, don't go away.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. I always love the reasons customers come up with to enjoy a Pizza Corner Pizza.
It's Friday night tradition at our house, Pizza Corner Pizza, and a movie.
Hey, at our place, it's all about the man cave. Getting the guys together, making sure the game is on, and Pizza Corner Pizza.
Whether it's chicken bacon ranch or sausage and pepperoni, Pizza Corner Pizzas don't need a reason. You can just have one. Follow us on Facebook or check us out at PizzaCornerPizza.com. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight back to the United States ahead of schedule after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends without the two leaders reaching a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons program. The president saying as he leaves Vietnam,
basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety and we couldn't do that.
Economic growth in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2018 coming in better than expected. The Commerce Department says the GDP rose 2.6%. Analysts were expecting to see growth of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. Meanwhile, more Americans are filing for unemployment benefits, as the Labor Department says there were 225,000 first-time claims last week, up from 216,000 the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What's on your mind? It's a what's on your mind kind of day. Every day is a what's on your mind kind of day, but we also make an effort to have guests on the program that are in the news to inform and entertain and, you know, give you information. But today we are guest-free, and I do that from time to time on purpose. Todd and I have talked about that before, too, because we really want to make sure that we're getting a sense of what it is that's on your mind. And then that can inform us for the next wave of sort of topics and guests that come down the road. So it doesn't have to be anything we're talking about. It can be anything. Whatever's on your mind. What's missing from what's on your mind that you want? Guest, topic. What concern do you have that is getting addressed nowhere else and you want an advocate for it? Whatever it is. Bring it on. 800-228-0550. Of course, the things that are in the news, that's fine. Michael Cohen, buffoon. In a hearing that shouldn't have happened while the President of the United States is in Vietnam trying to make us safer, disgusting, but typical of the swamp. That's how they work. Yes, we can talk about that. But we can talk about anything else, too. Okay? Dan in Bismarck had called a moment ago about a woman by the name of Jill Stanek. Asked if I had heard of her. I have, because I interviewed her. I just don't remember when or why. I just know it was probably around either her writing a book or her appearing at a pro-life conference. The pro-life dinners that happen, there are a number of those around the state. I try to go to all of them. I've been to Minot. I've been to Bismarck. I've been to Fargo. I've been to Grand Forks. Love them, because to me, they're doing about as important work as can be done. It's trying to save babies. I mean, that's quite a quest. So, Dan, tell me what you were most impressed about with Jill Stanek.
Well, what most impressed me about Jill Stanek is that she put her job on the line. She went. She was working in a hospital where abortions were routine, and these were not abortions. These were not the dismembership abortions. Dismemberment abortions, rather, but they caused the child to be born alive, and she held many of these babies in her hands. They put them in a room with soiled laundry to die. And, this was a routine thing in a hospital called Christ Hospital. She had two choices. One choice was to leave her employment, or the other was to stay and expose this. She decided to stay. And she put her job on the line. She was eventually fired. And I'm impressed with the fact that she put her livelihood on the line to protect these babies. It's timely now because, as you know, every Democratic candidate for 2020 on the presidential election has voted against a law or a bill that would have allowed or would have mandated that you give medical help to a child born alive after a botched abortion. And they all voted against that. So they are actually voting in 2019 in this country in favor of allowing a live baby to die. If that is the mother's choice. We heard the same thing from the governor of Virginia. Well, we'll make it comfortable and allow that child to die. This is where we are in this day and time.
And I would ask everyone listening, if you heard what Dan is talking about, if you understand what we are advocating against. Again, in the case of Jill Stanek that you brought up, it was the late 90s. She worked as a nurse at, you nailed it, Christ Hospital, Oaklawn, Illinois. Infants that survived induced labor abortions were abandoned to die in a utility room. They threw them in with the dirty laundry. And she spoke out. It became an issue. The hospital had violated state laws. Then they had to change their policy, thankfully. And they admitted, the hospital admitted, between 10 and 20% of fetuses with genetic defects, and by the way, they're not fetuses, they're babies, 10 to 20% of these human beings with genetic defects that are aborted survive for short periods of time outside the womb.
Well, and another story that she told is that there was a baby that was actually the baby of a physician, the wife of a physician, going to deliver a baby. That baby was diagnosed with spina bifida in utero. They delivered the baby, and it was not, they aborted the baby, and it was not spina bifida. There was a twin that had not fully developed that was clouding on the ultrasound, and they aborted a completely healthy baby boy. And the doctor knew it. The doctor went and viewed the child and realized that it not happened, you know, that the child was not deformed. She doesn't know if he ever told his wife. I hope he didn't. But they aborted a perfectly healthy baby boy because of a parasitic twin that was on the back of the child that was aborted, and it appeared to be a spina bifida case. And they were going to, well, they aborted a perfectly healthy child. This is where we are in this country. And look, if we don't knock this off, we're going to have to apologize for all the outrage we showed toward the Nazis over the years, because we're heading that direction.
Yes, Dan, and I think your analogy isn't off. I think, again, folks, research what Hitler did, what that whole regime did.
Just go to YouTube and watch Jill Stanek's videos. It'll change your life.
Yeah, that's a good start, too. And then ask yourself, what's different from what she's complaining about from what he did? You know, he didn't like Jews. He didn't like Catholics. He didn't like people with deformities, right? He didn't like people that had the same-sex attraction. I mean, all of those people said, boom, you're going to die. And 6 to 9 million did. But we're at 60 million because somebody thinks a baby's an inconvenience. Wow. It's something to worry about, no doubt about it. We're brought to you today by MineralTracker.com. It's a Watford City company. And Mineral Tracker is the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments. Get what you have coming to you based on well performance and a proprietary Bakken-specific reservoir model that was built by the petroleum engineers from Mineral Tracker. They'll give you a free trial. With all that knowledge in your hand, that's a good deal. Free trial today. Stop managing your minerals out of a shoebox and take control of your assets. MineralTracker.com. Free trial available right now. Justin in Minneapolis, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Scott, love the show always. I was thinking, you know, a couple things when you were, you had started out with, you know, how they're in Congress, you know, they're holding this hearing while the president's overseas, et cetera. And what's worse isn't that they're doing that. I mean, that's terrible enough. It's that they're actually rooting against him. You know, and you were bringing up the media, too, how, you know, they went into this so that he's going to give the farm away, and now he's, you know, nothing happened. But, I mean, all of these people are actually rooting against him, which ultimately is, of course, rooting against America. I mean, I heard earlier in the week that there was actually some reasonable Democrats that were supporting his trip. And there was a list of them out, so you can look on the web on that, but it's just terrible.
You know, it's sort of par for the course, right? It's just kind of how politics sits right now. It's the swamp, you know? It just is how it operates. And that's why I think we ought to thank our lucky stars that we have Donald Trump willing to, you know, walk away from a multi-billion dollar business and a family enterprise to serve the public. He's not doing that to make his life better. His life got a lot worse. You know, he's constantly an attack and, you know, has put his family through all kinds of stuff. And why is he doing it? He's doing it because this country's a mess, and he's been talking about it from the private sector for all these years. And I just think that's an incredible thing. Good example, just from yesterday, last night, middle of the night. This summit breaks up, right? They walk away. Vast majority of the time, these summits, the deals are already pre-cooked. It's a photo op, right? They go down there and have dinner and everything else. They already decided what they were going to agree to with the minions doing that before, and they sign it. Not Trump. Trump goes down to get an actual deal. You know, and when it doesn't happen, he says, sometimes you got to walk. I mean, we're lucky to have him, I think, Justin.
Well, and one other point on this is that what other president, Republican or Democrat, has gotten this close in any time recently?
With none. Kim Jong-un in North Korea, you're exactly right. Yeah,
with North Korea, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, when he took office, they were testing, you know, weapons to use against us and get the kind of range they needed to kill Americans just when he took office. So I agree with you, Justin. I appreciate your call very much. Robert in the great city of Steele, North Dakota. Hello, Robert. What's on your mind?
First-time caller. My subject, I guess, is some more on Theodore Roosevelt's legacy. And as I'm listening to people talk about Theodore Roosevelt's legacy, I hear absolutely nothing about the subject that he was involved in.
Which subject?
Maybe we should start with history. Let's go back to Darwin. We know who Darwin was, right? He was the father of evolutionary theory, survival of the fittest. Well, later on, he had his cousin by the name of Francis Galton that came to the United States, became real popular with his eugenics theory, which was basically we could purify the human race by better breeding. In 1924, Adolf Hitler wrote something called Mein Kampf. And in Mein Kampf, he apologized to the German people of the German Republic that their eugenics program isn't as good as the program of the United States. The United States eugenics program later caught the eye of Heinrich Himmler as Adolf started his so-called Nazi party. He had to have some planks in his platform, and one of them was eugenics. He sent Heinrich Himmler over here to check out the American eugenics program, and he thought that the California eugenics program was the best one to take back to Nazi Germany, except he polished off some of the rough edges. The interesting thing that involved with eugenics that started in the late 1800s and the early 1900s is that our former president, Theodore Roosevelt, was involved in it also. He basically made some statements in some of the speeches that he wrote that it was nothing more than animal husbandry. Like comparing it to a farmer or a rancher that if he wanted to clean up his herd, he had to decide which so-called elements to take out of his herd. I guess if you don't want to take my word for this, I would suggest you get on your search engine and you look up eugenics and Theodore Roosevelt's involvement. But if you want to be a real history student and really study this, you need to get your hands on a book called Better for All the World. It was written by a man by the name of Harry Brunius. And I became involved in this about 12 years ago. I studied up on this because I have someone in my family that's a special needs person. But everybody
I'm coming up against a break, Robert. What are you suggesting anything because of this history that should guide North Dakota? Or just want people to know another side of Theodore Roosevelt to consider from that research and that history?
I want people to know about it because all the Theodore Roosevelt people that I've talked to are reenactors. They practically shun me and say, what are you talking about?
Interesting. All right, Robert, thank you. Appreciate your insight. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days.
If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on a cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? We want to know, my friends. We want to know what's on your mind. Just call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll be in Washington, D.C., the White House, Monday, along with the NDSU Bison football team, the national champs, honored at the White House for their 7 national titles in the last 8 years. And we're going to be there. We're looking forward to it. Monday. So let's listen for our special broadcast. Should be a lot of fun. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Home of the best Bison apparel, too. Really great stuff. They have, right now, great selection. So get in there. Check it out. MyPillow, Plains Ag Equipment, The Medicine Shop, and Enbridge. Join us for that. Should be a lot of fun.
Jim, the flagpole guy, asked me to tell you a little bit about how he can help you celebrate America. Talked to a customer from Rugby the other day of Jim's that said, this guy smiles the whole time. This guy has a heart of gold. This guy is so good at what he does. It's just fun to be around him. I paid him money to put a flagpole up, but I got way more than a flagpole and the flag. That's a testimony to what Jim does. He's not doing this to make a buck. Obviously, we all got to make a buck. We got to survive, feed our families, and provide for our loved ones, right? But he's doing it because he'd love North Dakota to be a place where Old Glory flies more than anywhere else. All USA-made parts. Every business should have a flag. If you're a business and don't have a flag, I'm asking why. Why? Why? Get that flag out there. Let people know how happy you are to have a business in a country where they can't just come and say, well, the business is mine now, thank you very much. The government is taking this to celebrate our freedom. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim. ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or 701-571-FLAG. Okay. Today is kind of a special day, this last day of February, the 28th. We have someone on the phone to tell us a little bit more about why it's a special day. Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So what's February 28th?
My handsome husband has a birthday today. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Aww. Happy birthday, babe. Aww.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, has a birthday today. Should we sing? Let's sing. Should we? Everybody. Carrie, you want to sing with us? Let's sing. Yep,
sure.
You're in. All right, Crystal, come on. Let's go.
Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Especially a terrible song to use because it's about a breakup, but, you know, whatever.
Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
Happy birthday to you.
There we go. Now we're talking with gas. Exactly.
Love you, babe.
Love you, too.
What do you have to say for yourself, Todd, on your birthday?
I can order off the senior menu now.
How about that? Yeah. I'm doing lunch with Todd.
And a boy.
Yeah. Order for me. Yeah. Netflix.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah. What is this now? It's your birthday. How do you spell
it's
that?
50 it's Cent. There's a birthday song for every generation.
Is it really? Yeah. How do you spell it's your birthday? I don't even know.
I-S-H-E-S-A-U.
It's a
B-R-F-D-A-Y. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
What do you want from a guy who calls himself 50 Cent, you know?
Good point, yeah. How do you spell that?
50
Cent.
F-I-T-T-Y.
Exactly right.
There's somewhere I've got the... I'll have to dig the meme up and resend it to you guys, but there's a check that said 650 Cent. So, of course, somebody puts on there for the meme, because sometimes you just need 600 and... 50 Cent or whatever. It was written out in that kind of Ebonics. It was just that unbelievable.
Well, happy birthday, Todd. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. That's thanks, great. Carrie.
Every day is a great day with our pal, Todd, and here.
So, you know, you can tell my wife is alive and well and working a couple of days a week coming back from the stroke. So
that's so good. So good
Luke
to hear.
Luke Perry had a stroke. Everybody's doing that now.
Not good.
My wife is pretty hip, I guess.
Exactly. A couple of moments to tell you today, Make-A-Wish is doing a really neat thing, the Wishes in Flight program, where you can donate your unused airline miles. They do not expire when you give them to Make-A-Wish. So if yours are going to be expired, you're not using them, give them to them. They can do some good. And Make-A-Wish, one of the few charities that actually accepts donations like that. JetBlue, Southwest, American Airlines have their own programs that give Make-A-Wish, United, and Delta can be specifically donated to the North Dakota chapter right on the website, northdakota.wish.org. So American Airlines, don't worry about that. They do it. But United and Delta, if you have miles, you can go to northdakota.wish.org and voila, donate to some miles you're not going to use to a great cause. And, of course, 75% of the wishes that come to Make-A-Wish involve travel. So they need the, you know, they want to get the child on the trip. It's really nice. Nice deal going on today. Check that out. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're all about keeping you healthy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. All kinds of wellness products. Vince Webker is here to talk about the saunas.
Because of it releasing your body's natural endorphins, like a runner's high, it boosts your immune system, which is better than a flu shot. You sweat out all the bad, all the toxins, all the metals. That's happening. It's reducing your stress, your true autonomic nervous system.
Infrared or traditional, what's better?
We like to say traditional, but you know, for some people, an infrared sauna is better. They both do about the same thing, and they both make you better physically, mentally, and relationally. You are better when you sit in a sauna.
All options, sizes, you got at all.
One of our best, most popular ones is one you could come in the store today. We can throw it in the back of your pickup. You're getting better wellness-wise tonight just by putting it together, plugging it in for way less than a cup of coffee a day, and say no to that.
See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Minot, in Grand Forks, or in Devil's Lake, or online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.